Psachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, 9-3. This is the third and final Mishnah on the topic of the Pesach Sheni, and it asks a very straightforward question, Ma bein Pesach Rishon L'Sheni? What are the differences between the first Korban Pesach and the one brought in Nisan versus the one that's brought in Iyar? Now, to understand what's driving this Mishnah, it's a limud from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, in Bamidbar, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yod Aleph, this is the psukim that talk about the Pesach Sheni. It says, Al matzus umrom yochluhu, you'll eat it with matzah and maror. Lo yashiru mimenu ad boker, you won't leave any of the meat over till the morning. Ve'etzem lo yishbruvo, you won't break one of its bones. All halachas that are familiar to the, and common to the Pesach Rishon. Kechol chukas ha-Pesach ya'asu oso. Like all the rules regarding the first Korban Pesach, you will do with the second Korban Pesach. Now the Gemara asks why we need to include some specifics about the matzah and the maror, and the notes are leaving it over, and not bringing the bones, and then saying the general principle, and everything else also. So it understands from that, that when we say everything else also, kol chukas ha-Pesach, what that includes is anything that's similar to these other previous specific examples, such as eating with the maror and not breaking the bones, etc. Meaning, things that are specific to the offering itself and the consumption of the offering itself, those are included. But sort of exogenous, outside factors that have no real relation to the korban per se are not the actual etzem korban, the actual korban, the animal and the piece of meat that you eat. So those are not included. And for that reason, the Mishnah says, the first difference is, HaRishon Aser Baval Yiram Bal Yimatzeh. When it comes to the original Nisan Korban Pesach, there's a prohibition of having chametz in one's possession. Bal Yiram Bal Yimatzeh, we've done this already, referring to two different laven of possessing chametz on Pesach. And the truth is, more specifically, there's a separate additional law which says, Lo Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. You may not slaughter, offer that the Korban Pesach while you have chametz in your possession. And that does not apply to the Pesach Sheni, because the owning and possessing of chametz is something exogenous to the actual Korban itself. It's something extra, so therefore it's not included, as I explained before. V'hasheni, when it comes to the Pesach Sheni, matzah v'chametz imo b'vayis. You can have both chametz and matzah in your possession. You'll need to have some matzah because there's a mitzvah to eat it with the Pesach Sheni, but no problem with having chametz as well. In addition, says the Mishnah, harishon ta'un halal ba'achilaso, when you eat the Korban Pesach, the first one, if you will, in Nisan, one must recite halal during the consumption, like our Haggadah sets forth. V'hasheni, but when you consume the Pesach Sheni in Iyar, if that's what you're doing, enoton halal b'chilaso, you don't need to have a recitation of halal. Now, what's driving this halacha is actually something different. The mitzvah, the obligation to say halal when one eats the Korban Pesach, is learned from a different pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. In Perek Lamed, pasuk Chavtes, Yeshaya talking about the period of the Bayi Shlishi, the Geula, he says, Hashir Yelachem Kalel Hiskadesh Chag. The song you will sing then, in the third temple period time, will be like the song that you sing on the night that's sanctified to you as a holiday, as a festival, as a chag. So from that we learn that on the night that's sanctified to us as a chag, namely Leil HaSeder, we sing Hallel. And that being the case, on that night we do on the festival, meaning the holiday of Pesach, because it's a chag, there's an Isra Malacha, and so on. But since the Pesach Sheni is brought in Iyar, there's no Isra Malacha, it's not a festival per se, so there's no obligation to sing Hallel, or sing at all, during the consumption of the Pesach Sheni. Now the truth is, the Mishnah will go on now, but there are other things that are different between the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, not enumerated in our Mishnah at all, and this is typical for the Mishnah to give examples but not make a comprehensive list, even when asked what the differences are, to give some but not all. So Tosfos points out, for example, that there's a mitzvah to offer the Korban Pesach within three kitos, like three shifts, three groups, as we discussed before, and that doesn't apply to the Pesach Sheni. And similarly, there's a mitzvah of Bikur. If one owns a Korban Pesach, he has to observe it for the 4 days preceding the holiday itself, the offering, to make sure it doesn't have a mum, etc. These things don't apply to the Pesach Sheni. Okay, the Mishnah goes on to say, Zev zet ta'un hal ba'asiyasan. While we don't have to sing Hallel during the consumption, I should emphasize, when we are doing the offering of the Pesach, we do say Hallel in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, how could a person be bringing the Korban Pesach and not be singing? And therefore, that's common to both the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni. And v'ne'echalen tzali al matzo mrorim, it's eaten, roasted over an open fire, tzali eish, as we said before, that applies to both. Matzo mrorim, as the psukim say, with matzah and maror together. V'dochen es ha-shabbos, and also, if the 14th of Iyar, the day for bringing the Pesach Sheni, falls out on a Shabbos, one does nevertheless shecht it on Shabbos. The source for this, for Pesach Sheni being Doche Shabbos, is Machlokas Tanaim, brought down the Gemara. According to Rebbe, it's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk there in the Pesukim in Bamidbar Perek Tes, which talks about the Pesach Sheni, it says, Ki Korban Hashem lo hikriv b'mo'ado, referring to the person who failed to bring this offering, b'mo'ado, in its proper time. And b'mo'ado is always sort of a key word to let you know it has to be done in its particular proper time, being Doche Shabbos, and therefore he understands that this tells you to offer the Pesach Sheni even on Shabbos. Rabbi Nassan disagrees. He says that Pasuk isn't referring to the Pesach Sheni, but rather the Pesach Rishon, and that being the case, he can't learn out from the Pasuk, and therefore he learns it out straight from the same Pasuk of Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oso. The same rules apply, and he understands that to mean the same rules apply to the Pesach Sheni as well, that is Doche Shabbos.